Okay, I may have asked this years ago, don't remember, but when you have a person that likes to watch a lot of, not so much gory movie, but you know, stuff about spirits.
And like me.
And like me, but in like all of us. But do you have, is there some kind of protection beside, you know, that you need to do because maybe watch it, you know, a lot of people that go to church say, oh, you shouldn't be watching that. You're bringing evil into your house, you know.
You don't.
And I didn't know if that is...
No, you don't. You know, you become, depending upon what you're watching, you become like educated.
Well, see, that's what I feel like. It's an educational thing.
You're not opening
thing.
The door.
Okay. But here recently I was watching one of the hauntings and the guy was doing exorcisms. He was learning how to do them from a, you know, so I didn't know since that was mainly, excuse me, about like demonic stuff that he was learning and I'm sitting there watching it. You know, was that
no,
bad?
No, I think you're fine. The only problem you have is there's a lot of disinformation, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Out there because they don't know. They're not aware. And the people that are producing the shows don't have a clue.
Yeah.
You know, very few people actually know what they're doing.
Yeah.
And you don't unless you walk the walk step by step. It took me 8 years. I was in training for 8 years dealing with the demonic before I actually got to learn how to do the exorcisms and all that. It was a step-by-step process. And I didn't learn it from a person. I learned it from my guides. And the only material that I was allowed to read was a book that was written in Latin about exorcisms. That I was able to read, which is really weird, and Ed and Lorraine Warren, their books. I got a good education there.
Okay. Well, just to clear something up, I don't want nobody to hear when I said church and assume, oh, she means something negative. It's just my ex-brother-in-law, he was so into church, and when he got so into it, he was just so cautious about everything, and he used to tell me, you know, you shouldn't be watching that. So I didn't want somebody to hear this think, oh, she's talking
bad about.
No, I didn't mean it like that. I just, you know, it's mainly...
No one knows who you are, so don't worry about it.
Did you say Ed Lorraine Warren?
Warren.
W-A-R-R-A-N or
E-N?
E-N.
Ed was the husband, Lorraine is the wife.
Yeah, Ed passed.
Oh, and Lorraine.
Yeah.
And what was...
They worked for the Catholic Church. She was a clairvoyant, and she was mediumistic, and he was a demonologist, and they would go to houses to investigate whether or not the house needed to be exorcised, or the people in it, that they really needed an exorcist. And she would pick up on what was going on in the house and relay it to him, and he was very knowledgeable on how to deal with the demonic. They didn't do the exorcisms themselves. They would just investigate.
Sort of like a doctor, like maybe if the patient needed a surgery, the original doctor, like a general practitioner who was giving the diagnosis of, hey, I'm going to refer you to this person, they would kind of diagnose the problem and then...
see if it really needed to, or if it was, you know, somebody's illusions or delusions. Yeah.
Now, would they have been able to do the exorcism if they...
Pardon?
Would they have been able to do the exorcism if they so chose?
I think they could have, yeah, but they chose not to because they were Catholics.
Well, he was given permission by the church finally, but he had to get the permission of the Pope, actually, before he
did. Oh, did he?
Yeah, before. Okay. So I don't think he did very many.
Hmm.
But usually they just referred him and somebody came out.
Yeah, but I really think he would have been preferable because he had the true belief.
Yeah.
Because unless you had that experience, it's hard to develop belief systems with things you can't see.
Say that one more time.
Unless you've had the experiences of dealing with things you can't see, it's hard for you to believe.
And he would need to believe in order to do the exorcism?
Yes. Okay. You have to believe. You have to absolutely believe without a shadow of a doubt in God. You have to believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are demons, that they are real, that they are in fact fallen angels. Because if you don't have that, they can destroy you.
But you could. But he could still do the diagnostic or the investigative work, though, without that belief
system. No, he had that belief system.
Oh, he had it.
Yeah, otherwise he couldn't do it.
Okay. I thought that's what we, that's what you, I thought you were saying he didn't do the exorcism because he didn't have
he
the belief
didn't.
System.
Okay. Apparently later he did.
Well, they usually only allow,
priests.
Not even just priests, but
Jesuits.
Priests that say, yeah, and that they've gone through a certain training to do so.
Okay.
But he was the only person, and it was towards the end, he was the only person to date, I think, that wasn't a priest that was ever allowed by the Catholic Church.
And then he died.
But then he died. But even then, he had to go through all the hoops. He had to contact a priest who kind of cardinal and go on up the chain until he got the word from Rome that it was okay to do.
He died during an exorcism?
No.
No.
I don't know what he died of. But it wasn't too long, I don't think, before his passing.
It wasn't, no.
That's a dangerous thing to do, exorcisms.
Yeah.
I mean, they have killed priests, they have maimed them, they've made them go blind. I mean, you have to have such ultimate faith in God and ultimate foundation. Otherwise, you should never even attempt doing something like that.
Well, it's dangerous business working for God.
Yeah.
Doing that kind of stuff.
I think so. But it's more dangerous to not.
Exactly.
I mean, I prefer, I don't mind the target as long as I know how to protect myself.
Say, but it's preferable to have the good, true information that the priests necessarily have.
Yeah. If you don't have true information and you don't have true belief, you're in trouble. It has to be hand in hand.
The reason why I was asking about the investigators being admittedly warned versus the exorcist that came in, there was a psychic show, I can't remember what it was, I used to watch, and she would come in and she would figure out what's going on, but then she would always have somebody else do the whatever it was needed in the house. Whether it was
an
exorcist or a shaman. Okay, yeah, medium. So
yeah, she was a medium. She'd go in and find out what it was. Was it demonic or was it human spirit or what
right.
it
yeah,
was?
Yeah, essentially.
And then go from there.
Yeah, I just always wondered why she didn't go ahead and do
that. That is what she did.
Yeah.
That's like Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't do that either. She just did the sensing part of it.
Yeah.
You've got to have a warrior part of you.
Yeah.
To do that kind of thing. But it's got to be like a positive warrior aspect.
Because she would say you need to bring in a shaman and someone that's a manly shaman if it was a...
But she wasn't always right.
Masculine.
No.
Yeah.
That's great for TV.
I've seen some manly men who are chickens when it comes to something they can't see.
Yeah.
I'm a
sure
big,
too.
Burly man. Like a knock that you can't see. Ah!
Well,
squeal louder than a little girl.
She would do that, like if it was a human spirit and they had animosity towards women, then she'd say you need to get a male because I listen to the male, and that's what she would say, that kind of stuff.
That makes sense.
But with the lifting, you don't have to worry about any of that. You just have to do it.
Thank you.
Grateful for our
trail.
Shortcut.
Mm-hmm. You're very welcome. Mm-hmm. It was a hard, hard walk. It is well worth it. If you use it correctly, it'll serve you well. It really will. And I've gotten calls from my clients and from people that have been on the website, and they've been faithfully using their liftings and gotten fabulous results. Their lives have straightened out. All the problems have quit. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's good feedback.
There was a woman who commented on the lifting because there's the audio, and every time that I've listened to it, most people say that it plays through without complaints. Apparently, it came to a certain point on this woman's and it wouldn't play anymore. But she went ahead and she spoke the lifting herself. That was good.
That was very good.
Don't stop just because the recording stops. But so they're even they're kind of messing with the.
They will.
Yeah.
They will. But understand that all of that is for your teaching.
It's proof.
For your lessons. And you're not going to be harmed. So, it's okay. And I'm here to tell you, lack of knowledge is far greater danger than having knowledge. It's like being put out in the battlefield without a gun.
Bullets.
Yeah.
It really is.
So, I mean, if I hadn't known what, and my guides hadn't have taught me, I would be dead. That's just all there is to it. Everything that I went through. So, any last minute questions?